Rave Radio. Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
This is Gary K, and it's time for my daily rants and raves. Today is Tuesday, October 29th. Actually, it's October 30th. Tomorrow is Halloween, so I almost got the date wrong. But today is Tuesday, October 30th, and I want to talk to you about a cool product that I ran across yesterday that has some potential that I'd like to talk to you about. There's a company called Sonance. Sonance is known for sort of high-end, in-wall speakers for home theaters. Now, some 10 years ago or so, every speaker that you put in a home theater were speakers that you'd mount, surface mount speakers that you'd mount on the outside of the wall. About 10 to 12 years ago, Sonance came out with some really good quality in-wall speakers for home theaters. Now, prior to the Sonance doing that, there really weren't any good quality in-wall speaker. There were plenty of surface mount speakers, but the in-wall speakers that had come before this Sonance particular model they were not as good as the surface mount speakers. So Sonance sort of pioneered the in-wall speaker in the home theater market. Well, Sonance has come out with an in-wall speaker aimed at the commercial AV market, but it's a little different than the other in-wall speakers. First of all, it's significantly more expensive than what you'd find from someone like Extron or what you'd find from most other manufacturers. But what's different about it is that it's considered seamless in the sense that you integrate it into the drywall. So it's actually seamed with the drywall. So you cut a hole in the drywall, mount it in the drywall, and then you spackle over it and paint it just like you would the drywall. And so when you see it on the wall, you can't actually tell there's a speaker there. So that's why it costs so much more. Now, as far as performance goes, I can't tell you because I haven't had a chance to test it. But they're speccing 40 hertz to 40 kilohertz frequency response just like most other people. And it can be tapped. It's a 70 volt or 100 volt. It can be tapped at everything from a half watt to 32 watts. Or you can run it in standby mode as a 8 ohm speaker. It can be driven by 100 watt input from an amplifier. So it's got all the specs that, you know, most speakers need to have. But the interesting thing is, aesthetic-wise, you don't actually see it in the wall, assuming that you're mounting a speaker in a drywall in your commercial application. So it's something to look at. We have all the details on our webpage at ravepubs.com. It's one of the first stories there. Check it out. This is Gary K with my daily rants and raves.